Recorded Books and One Click Digital present Orbiting Jupiter by Gary D. Schmidt, narrated by Christopher Gebauer. Chapter 1. Before you agree to have Joseph come live with you, Mrs. Stroud said, there are one or two things you ought to understand. She took out a State of Maine Department of Health and Human Services folder and laid it on the kitchen table. My mother looked at me for a long time. Then she looked at my father. He put his hand on my back.
Jack should know what we're getting into. Same as us, he said.
He looked down at me.
Maybe you more than anyone.
My mother nodded, and Mrs. Stroud opened the folder. This is what she told us. 2 months ago, when Joseph was at Adams Lake Juvenile, a kid gave him something bad in the boys' bathroom. He went into a stall and swallowed it. After a long time, his teacher came looking for him. When she found him, he screamed. She said he'd better come out of that stall right now. He screamed again. She said he'd better come out of that stall right now unless he wanted more trouble. So he did. Then he tried to kill her. They sent Joseph to Stone Mountain, even though he did what he did because the kid gave him something bad and he swallowed it. But that didn't matter. They sent him to Stone Mountain anyway. He won't talk about what happened to him there, but since he left Stone Mountain, he won't wear anything orange. He won't let anyone stand behind him. He won't let anyone touch him. He won't go into rooms that are too small, and he won't eat canned peaches.